I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Former Alabama First Lady Dianne Bentley says she's doing fine days after her divorce from Governor Robert Bentley. Dianne Bentley filed for divorce from the governor in late August, citing an irretrievable breakdown. A judge officially ended their 50-year marriage Tuesday. The former First Lady says God is helping her and expressed thanks and prayers. She says she still wants to represent the state as a lady, even though she isn't First Lady anymore. Bentley made the comments at a rally against domestic violence in Montgomery last night. Bentley campaigned for domestic violence awareness and prevention as First Lady, and she says she wants to continue doing that. Two University of Alabama alumni will be honored for their contributions as social workers today. John Houston and Harriet Means are among the honorees joining the Alabama Social Work Hall of Fame. Both inductees earned advanced degrees in social work at UA. Misty Creel is the assistant director at the Tuscaloosa County Department of Human Resources. She says in addition to living in Alabama for at least part of their life, inductees must be exceptional in their social work careers.
They must be retired from paid full-time social work employment. They have to be 65 or older, or they can be deceased. They've got to have character that's consistent with the standards of our social work profession and ethics. They must have an academic degree in professional social work from an accredited school of social work.
The ceremony is taking place at the Embassy Suites in Tuscaloosa. It could be the biggest game of the year for 13th-ranked Alabama, and it takes place this weekend. That's when the Crimson Tide travels to 8th-ranked Georgia. Alabama is 3-1 on the season, but their only loss is inside conference play. Coach Nick Saban says leaving Athens with a win relies heavily on containing UGA's running game, led by sophomore Nick Chubb.
He is a complete back in every sense of the word, and he's effective, you know, in their screen game. So, you know, you can't discount him as a receiver in any way, shape, or form either. So this guy is by far the best back we've played against all year long.
Chubb averages almost 150 yards on the ground a game. He has scored 6 rushing touchdowns and 1 through the air. Kickoff is set for 2:30 on CBS. Cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-50s. A 40% chance of a late shower in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, lows in the lower 60s. 64 in Jasper, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa. 61 in Florence and Huntsville, and 68 in Mobile. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.